Thank you, ma'am. Please enjoy your day at the Huntington Gardens and Library. You're lucky. This is the last weekend of the animatronic dinosaur traveling exhibit here in our gardens.
Thank you. I'm aware.
Some things get brighter and some things are lighter. Things just keep on changing throughout this ride. I say we develop these photos, these relics. We won't know the outcome unless we
try. Hi.
You all ready for this, Champo, amazing friendo? This is gonna be great. I'm so excited for you two to finally meet.
Hi, Paula.
Your date. You didn't forget, did you? For the Lord's sakes, Annie B, you're supposed to be there in like 5 minutes.
Two minutes, and about that.
Annie B, Annabelle, buddy, pal, this is good. This is gonna be good. You're gonna be good. You're gonna love Red. They're like everything. You two are practically made for each other.
You know how I feel about determinism, Paula.
Well, I am determined to give you a good time.
Paula, that's not what I...
Hi, yellow vest, so many rainbow pins. Annie?
Oh, yeah, I'm just... Paula was calling...
Hi, Paula. Tell Paula I say hi from Sasha. Or Red, I guess.
Sasha?
Paula Bala 121 and I met on r/union, and you know what it's like trying to organize these days? Nobody cares if it's illegal. You use your real name, you get blacklisted. So Paula Bala knows me as Red Spectre XXX, so Red. But Sasha's good if we're actually on a date.
I'm sorry, excuse me a moment. Paula, did you know that Red was named Sasha?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Have you ever met them?
So we were going to hook up at the teachers' union protests back in January, but you remember I sprained my ankle and then got sick with babysitting, but they still went and picked up my mom's cousin and her partner from the airport and let them crash on their couch for the weekend. So vetted by family once removed, that totally counts. I secondhand know them. And that's how I knew they were hot.
Paula!
Annie B.
Paula, I'm
being very rude. You're there already and in broad daylight and they haven't murdered you yet. So what if they're a Sasha and not a Red? That's an even less scary name.
I'm not.
You're already there. You've bought your tickets. Enjoy the day. Ask them about dinosaurs or something. Everyone loves dinosaurs. It's a good icebreaker.
Sorry, I had to, do you, dinosaurs?
I love dinosaurs! Okay, so, I've been organizing these guys by the ones we should run away from and the ones we could ride. So, what's your pick to ride? I choose pterodactyl. I mean, duh.
I don't actually... I've never thought about it before. It's, Iguanodon? Yeah, Iguanodon.
Those were the big, leafy-eaty ones, right? That sounds like the bomb. I want to see if there are any around here.
Vegetarian. But they have these large foot claws, and no one's sure why. Possibly defensive. You like them?
I would love having foot claws. Ruin all my shoes, scrape up the hardwood. Floors, instant can opener. Aren't the animatronics wonderful?
Their necks are long enough that they could reach up to 30 feet as adults. And they were one of the earliest ones found. There's actually these really awful-looking sculptures from the 19th century that look like, are you...
The Crystal Palace sculptures? Is that what... Oh my lanta, it's like a bearded dragon swallowed a baby elephant. This is amazing.
Aren't they just the best? Well, they were right about the big bellies, at least.
Okay, so... I've got you down for an Iguanodon deli dance off for our next date. Sounds good. Pencil you in for 2 weeks from now. Should give you some time to get the reanimation all set up.
Not to be a buzzkill, but they are rather flat on top. I'm not sure I'm quite flexible enough for anything but side saddle.
See, this is why you should have gone for pterodactyl. I'm getting a whole harness set up, maybe even a cup holder, and a snack pouch. I wonder if they have any snacks around here?
I do have some oatmeal cookies if you'd like one. One of my students gave them to me. I think not as a bribe?
That would be heavenly, thank you. Paula mentioned you TA for her class, archaeology?
Anthropology. More people, less bones. Not that I have anything against skeletons. Paula and I were in the same grad school cohort way back when.
But she's the professor, right? And you're...
I had to take some time off. It was just a thing.
So, you know what's almost as good as dinosaur watching?
Oh?
People watching.
What do you mean?
Sometimes it's fun to just look at people and try to come up with the single most ridiculous stories about who they are and why they're here and what they're doing. That's anthropologist, right? Like that guy. Tall as a stick. No one has hair that naturally shiny, so they better tell me what product they are using. I want it. Full button-up navy shirt over a darker embroidered navy waistcoat in this weather. How are they not dying? I can't tell if that's a cravat from this angle. Golden skull cufflinks. Their name is clearly...
His name is Istanbul Constantinople York, but he goes by Connie.
Wow. Okay. You're really good at this.
No. His name is actually Istanbul Constantinople York, and he goes by Connie. He's in my class. I have no idea whether or not that's his real name, but I was warned by Roger, who did the anthro intro class last term, that Connie nearly quit their class out of offense when asked for a different name. And it says Istanbul Constantinople York in the student registry and on all his paperwork. So, you know what? I've seen weirder. Like Gelsemium. I had a Gelsemium once. And so many Lokis. And you hear the horror story of a friend who had a Naruto, and then you just feel old.
All right, so... Istanbul Constantinople York. What is he doing here?
I mentioned the animatronic dinosaur exhibit was coming to the Huntington in class. And Connie's one of the few students that seems to actually like to hear what I say and take my recommendations? That's Gary next to him. They're inseparable, and I have no idea why Terence Remington II is there too. No one can stand him. Maybe the professor went and assigned another group project without telling me? The professor's kind of an asshole.
Paula?
Oh god, no. Paula's an angel. A meddling, nosy, stubborn angel. I'm TAing for two classes. And running a research lab. And a topic seminar. And sometimes I sleep.
Are you a member of the GSA?
I mean, I was in the Gay Straight Alliance in high school, but...
Graduate Students Association. UCLA's was founded in 1936, and it's actually fairly good as organizations go in standing up for the graduate students. You're a part of the United Auto Workers Local 2865 Union, too, but internal departmental complaints, the GSA is better to go to. If other TAs have lodged complaints in the past, they can start to build up a case and actually do something about it.
It's not that bad. I just need to finish up this semester. Then I have a research fellowship next year.
Excuse me? Excuse me, miss?
Hello, Mr. Security Guard.
Roy, it's Roy. Just Roy.
Hello, Roy. What can we do for you this fine day?
I hate to be a bother, but I have to ask, your Tupperware? You are aware that bringing food from outside the premises is prohibited?
Oh, I see. Not at all. There's no food here. I was only returning the present my date got me. Some cookies she baked. Quite good. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to be a bother, but it does look like there are some crumbs and food is not...
Mix, and I was running late for our date and didn't find the time to wash it out. I figured it would be proof I didn't check them. They were really good and really pretty before I ate them. Apple doesn't fall far, eh?
I understand. I'm glad it's a pleasant day for both of you. I just have to insist that you leave all food...
Oh, Roy! Who is that on your watch? He looks adorable.
I am so sorry, but I'm trained to use every sense in my work, and I can't help but notice that you're... that there's a distinct oatmeal... scent... on your breath, and I am so, so sorry. It was involuntary, but it seems you were eating them very recently, and food...
Tell you what, bud. You won't tell anyone how easy it was to get cookies in here, and I won't tell anyone you were smelling my breath. Deal?
Have a great rest of your date.
You are very good at that.
I took an improv theater elective in college, sue me.
I don't think I have any complaints.
Well, great. So, wanna go see, the original manuscript of Henry David Thoreau's Walden?
Oh, good. Maybe they've got some of his laundry we can do to give his mom a break.
Nice. Jokes. Hypocritical men. Love it. So, yes, though?
Sorry, it sounds like fun. I always like seeing how we used to write things down.
Great! Jeez, they could have mentioned it was in restoration before they let a line start. You know, after 20 minutes, I was actually excited to see his laundry. Like, what did they even wear? Pantaloons?
The union suit, I think? It was popular until the 19th century. It was basically a giant onesie.
Oh my god, that thing with the trapdoor.
They called it the access hatch. For easy, you know, access.
You know a lot about underwear.
I know a lot about browsing Wikipedia at 3 in the morning.
This is not a drill. I repeat.
Wet! Wet! Very wet!
This is not
Sasha!
A drill. I
repeat. Roy said to get outside!
This
and
is not a
sorry,
drill.
This way? Maybe?
This is not a drill. I repeat. This is not a drill.
Paula, what's up? Date went weird. Thanks for checking in.
Weird? In the first 5 minutes? Only you, Annie B. What did you do? Tell them that their scarf wasn't ethically sourced and then you decided they hated you? Red would probably fall for you just for that. You get back on in there.
What? No, the gardens got maybe set on fire? We got caught in the sprinklers, except I'm not wet. Wait.
You cannot be faking a psychotic break in order to get out of this date, Annabelle. That's absurdly problematic. I refuse. You need to...
Sorry, Paula, I've got to... Sasha?
Oh, thank flaming fuck. I thought I was crazy. Unless Paula told you my name, because maybe that's why you're saying that, and not because we spent the last 4 hours together, and now it's 4 p.m. again, and I don't know why, but I do know what you look like, and that's weird that I recognized you, because I don't think Paula sent me a picture, I mean,
Sasha,
and...
yes, I remember too.
Oh, thank God. What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe it's a joint hallucination? Maybe I'm dreaming you? Maybe those oatmeal cookies had... really weird pot in them?
I didn't taste anything. There's an aftertaste, normally.
I haven't ruled out that you're imaginary yet, so that's not conclusive evidence.
Excuse me? I am not a hallucination.
That's what a hallucination would say. It's fine.
Come on, you spent 4 hours telling me about iguanodons. You have got to have a better imagination than that.
Okay, maybe this is... a weird rich person security system?
Security system?
There was a fire, right? Sprinklers went off, we had to evacuate. Maybe they have a system in place to stop damages?
So time travel exists, and it's being used by small private museums to manage their valuables? I like where you're going. But also, consider... cursed dinosaur bone got destroyed in an accidental fire, releases its horror terror, the universe resets back 4 hours.
Horror terror? As in from... never mind. So what do we do?
Save it and save the universe, clearly. Or maybe it's a localized thing. Escape the premises and save ourselves. Or maybe...
that's a good point, actually. No one else is panicking, right?
Right.
So... either everyone here is really, really chill, everyone here is in on it, or only we are looping. Or remembering these loops?
I think I see where you're going. Retrace our path, see if we notice anyone doing anything different. Okay, it's 4:05. We were down the path a bit. There. it's been hours, and maybe I'm just bad at this, but I haven't been able to figure out if there is a single thing here out of place.
I guess we see if we do it again?
Annie, wait.
What?
Are those your students getting arrested?
Yes, they are.
Well, that's different.